Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So a new study from MIBETS, whatever that is, has found that Cowboys fans are considered the biggest complainers in the NFL. In the survey, people said Cowboys fans use what they call a victim mentality, meaning they're the victims of everything, from bad luck to bad officiating. The study also says Cowboy fans complain the most on social media or radio talk shows about everything else that goes wrong with the team. They're followed by the New England Patriots, the Buffalo Bills, the Chicago Bears fans, and then the Philadelphia Eagle fans. So right there, I may be able to throw a flag on this study being BS if Philadelphia is somehow 2, 3, 4, 5th on this list after what we play, spying on them after all their losses this season. But the biggest complainers on the field, not the Cowboys as a team, they say it's the individual Tom Brady, then Cam Newton, then Bill Belichick, biggest complainer of all NFL coaches. This was this fan study done.
Done by the MIB, huh? Very good. The good guys dress in black. Remember that, Sean. I don't know how scientific these studies are.
Yeah.
Every fan base complains. Oh, we got screwed on that call. Oh, we got such bad luck. They all do it. Every single fan base does. You know why the Cowboys are number one? Because they have the most fans to complain. That's it. There's more fans. There's more Cowboy fans that have the ability to complain. You know why the Browns aren't? You know why the Jaguars aren't complaining? Because nobody's a Jaguar fan. The Rays aren't complaining about how much money they don't have because nobody's a Rays fan. Go to a World Series game. That's the reason. But yes, they all complain. They're all probably the same. Every team probably has warts. Every coach probably doesn't know what the hell they're doing. And every fan base complains. We just have more people to complain.
All right. I want you to fire yourself from this job.
Oh, what?
And I want you to...
Oh, stop it!
All of us.
Uh-huh.
Pretend all of us are doing a show on WIP this morning. It's our first show, and the boss wants the opening segment to be our view on Dallas Cowboy fans. What would you say in another market, or if you're doing a national show, what would you say about Cowboys fans if you are not in DFW on the home of the Cowboys? Be honest. What would you say? Would you say what you just said? Or would you throw in another little truthful insult that maybe you wouldn't be so free to say since we rely on Tolos for ratings?
Huh. Okay. If I was working for WIP in Philadelphia, I would say something to the effect of, Rhea, the Cowboys are the worst team in the NFL. And the fan base is terrible. They're absolutely terrible, Rhea. Al, where are you? All right, Rhea. We are here.
How about cut as a break, God?
What I would say about Cowboy fans is, what are they complaining about? They haven't been good enough to matter in 25 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's
Troy,
what I would say.
What would you say, Troy?
Probably similar to what RJ says. If I was outside the market, I'm like, why are they complaining over there in their pretentiousness of knowing that they are the greatest team from 30 years ago?
Well, oh, But you're complaining because you haven't been good for 25 years. So you're justified to complain.
Guess what? People are not good for a lot of things for 25 years. You're no different than anyone else. It's just because the fact that you're on the spotlight of the NFL, it's because you have one of the most high-profile owners in the NFL. You feel as though you have this need to feel as though you're victimized because you're so bad. Well, guess what? A lot of people are bad. You're no different from anyone else.
Here's what I'll say. I've worked in the most probably radio markets of all of us. Well, shut up.
Well.
So Washington fans, Baltimore Raven fans, Kansas City Chiefs fans. Now, this is a little unfair because I'm more on Twitter now than I ever was back then, and in some cases Twitter didn't exist.
Don't forget Rockford Peach fans.
That's right.
In Illinois.
Rockford Peach. This kid that we were going to the game with yesterday is from Chicago. I'm like, oh, you grew up there for 6 years, 7 years of your life. Have you ever heard of Rockford? He's like, no, hour away. I'm like, okay, God.
How was Dottie?
Yeah, it was a rat hole. Dottie. So no other fan base that I've covered bails on a team as early in a game. When the Cowboys fall behind, now this year it's justified, but I'm talking about all years. When the Cowboys fall behind like 10-0, I get probably 13 to 18 tweets saying, I'm out, same old stuff, game over. And I'm like, it's 10-0. It's 10-0 and you're already bailing. Like Cowboy fans, some on Twitter are waiting. Like they have no concept of the game being four quarters. They're waiting to jump and they're waiting to fight. You know, it's like that spouse that's waiting to just pick an argument with you. Like they're waiting to explode.
Don't
so Cowboy fans bail. So, I know you don't know anything about that. Bail so early on social media when they fall down or any type of mistake happens. But I will say this, man, y'all some dedicated people. You are gluttons for punishment and you stick around. You are the dream in an abusive, in a verbally abusive relationship. You're my dream partner because you don't go anywhere and you still watch and you still buy and you still attend. And every Sunday in my neighborhood, the neighbors to the left still put out their little Cowboys blimp and they blow up their players and there's flags flying and everyone's wearing their Cowboy blue jerseys and you haven't bailed and you haven't jumped ship like many other fan bases have. Now, maybe it's just because there's more of us here so you can fill the stadium no matter what, but And then the dedication to a player over the team, like the Dak Romo stuff, it will never die. And
never.
It's like, okay, you have a new quarterback. He's wearing the star. You want to root for him because you love your team. You're supposed to love the team over the player. A lot of people here love the player sometimes more than the team because of the divisive quarterback debate.
Right. Yeah, and the great news is that, look, it's already been 25 years since there's been a championship. You know, you get another 50 losing seasons like this, you become those lovable losers, and you wear it as a badge of honor. So
you can never be a lovable loser when you refer to yourself as America's team. We are – maybe the number one word that people would refer to us as is arrogant. We are unjustifiably arrogant, right? We walk around all proud with a star, and we're the highest rated, and we're the most talked about. But Cowboy fans do own stuff too, man. Like, there's not a ton of homers that I've found. Of all the fan bases, first off, the Rangers have the least homers because you'd have to be just a damn fool to come up with something positive over the past few years. But this week, I haven't seen one tweet or one text. Maybe this is just indefensible. I haven't seen one tweet or one text saying that we're being too hard on them or that we're killing them too much. What do you think from a homer aspect from Cowboy Tolos?
Oh, the only one I've seen is, you know, when people have there's one going on social media right now. People are comparing us to other teams who have been okay when their starting quarterback has gone down. And how that's a knock on the organization. People are saying, well, I mean, how would they do if the offensive line was without basically all their parts? So people are sticking up for the O-line or some sticking up for Dalton because of the offensive line. But you're right. I mean, There's a dedication. There is a level of dedication here, and it's a lot like, you know, it's a lot like the Cubs. You know, the Cubs had a lot of dedicated fans, you know, regardless of the fact that they were just, it was always something and always some reason why they lost. But the Cowboys are also figuring out, just like other teams and other sports have, when the playing, it's, first of all, it's really hard to win. And when the playing field gets leveled in some manner, so in baseball, they started to add playoffs. It wasn't just, you know, you win your division, you win the league, and you go right to the World Series, and you don't have to go through three rounds of playoffs. Well, the cap, you know, in the NFL, it's the salary cap. It ain't easy to win. It's not. When you look back and you see that all-time greats like Rodgers and Brees and Manning, those three, and Marino, those four have combined for four titles. It's not easy to win.
I know, but we have – to not go to an NFC Championship game is indefensible in appearance.
Yeah.
Indefensible for 25 years, and it makes you think they're either plagued with the Joneses or cursed because of whatever Jerry sold to get those three rings in the 90s. 877-881-1053, a new study saying Cowboys fans consider the biggest complainers in the NFL. What do you want, the Cowboys against the power rankings or the projected NFC East win totals? You pick.
Let's do Cowboys against the power rankings. Real quick.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so the latest ESPN power ranking has the Cowboys at number 20.
Okay.
All right. The Cowboys at number 20. Now, I went and looked and said, you know what? Are they too high? Are they too low? How many teams behind them, would they actually beat?
Okay.
Will we pick them to beat? These are the teams behind them. Next one, the L.A. Chargers.
I would pick the Cowboys just because of Herbert's newness, even though Herbert has looked good.
I would probably pick the Chargers.
Okay.
Right now, today, to play this week, I would probably pick the Chargers.
All right.
The following one is Philadelphia.
I'd pick Philadelphia right now.
I had that as a toss-up. Like, that's one of those up in the air. I had a few toss-ups. So, yes, no, toss.
You think the Chargers have lost four in a row. You think they're better than the Eagles?
Not necessarily.
They're 1-4.
Not necessarily, but Cowboys don't know how to play the Chargers. When was the last time they played the Chargers? They don't know what the hell's going on.
All right, that's how you're deciding it. They don't know how to play them. Who's the better team?
Honestly, I mean, the Chargers right now have a better quarterback.
Woo! Okay,
or
who's
maybe
next?
Maybe they do. Detroit.
Detroit, I would pick Detroit can be in a lot of games. Detroit would have the better quarterback. I would pick the Cowboys, probably.
Okay. I would probably pick the Cowboys. Fine.
Stop. The Lions are 2-3. They beat Arizona, and they just beat Jacksonville 34-16. They lost to the Saints by 6, and they lost to the Bears by 4. They got blown out by the Packers.
And they should have beat
the Bears. Their schedule resume looks better than ours.
Okay, I'm taking Detroit. I changed my mind. Denver. Denver just beat New England somehow.
I guess I would say the Cowboys still because Drew Lock tried to give away that game. I don't know if I can believe in Drew Lock yet, but I don't know how many points we would score. I have no idea about Denver. I'm not going to pretend to know anything or care about the Broncos.
No idea. Boy, they fell from that. Minnesota. How about Minnesota?
Who would you pick? Your NFC representative in the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, this might be a toss-up type game for me.
I'd probably pick the Vikings.
Yeah. Houston.
I would pick Minnesota.
Houston.
I'd pick Houston.
I'd pick Houston, too. Cincinnati, we're all going Cowboys.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pain-in-the-butt game, but who's got the better quarterback?
Correct. Cincinnati. No. No, well, he will be, but not yet. Not yet, he's not.
All right, I'll pick the Cowboys right now.
Atlanta.
I'd pick Atlanta.
I'd pick Atlanta, too. Washington.
I'd pick Dallas right now, even though something could happen Sunday. I think the Cowboys are a better team.
Agree. Jacksonville.
Cowboys.
Cowboys. Giants.
Cowboys.
Cowboys. And then Jets.
Jets. Psych. Cowboys. That's an interesting study to see how many teams behind us you would pick them against. That's really, really interesting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.